Next poem is a persona poem, and it's rather presumptuous. It's through a black woman speaking who works as, one who's always in the kitchen, I guess, and never gets out, lost for words. Anyway, it's told through her. It takes place at a lake in Iowa, of all places, Lake Okoboji. And it's in the form of a letter. A letter from Sabrina to her daughter. Water leaks from a faucet. Another day, gray as an iron pot. Today I'll sharpen the knives. A locust will buzz in my ear. If anyone should ask, I don't feel alone. Each summer I taste the cool waters of the well out back. But I just remember, I've never sneaked a drink from anyone's cupboard. But I know thirst, always at the back of my mouth, a seed in a wet ground. My children, you've gone on. Each hums a different tune. You're like the old summers, metal, wood, rust, but mine, all mine. My ankles swell. I wash the dishes sitting down, and when I change the sheets, I'm scared of dying in a room with no windows, of suddenly being taken up like an angel. At night, my empty jars gather dust. I see the moon filling the ditches where poor niggers slept, your father coming home, drunk, singing about his kids and crops. I'm getting along. My legs move to their own music, flowing down streams, banks lined with minstrels who play until the sun comes up. I'm a riverboat packed with people who wave white handkerchiefs to no one, no one at all. I'm traveling at my own pace here, where pine trees stay the same height all summer long.